When all I feel is fear inside, I don't wanna open up my eyes. Lord, I know I'm nothing at all. When I'd rather do anything than open up my mouth and speak, deep in my heart I hear you call. When silence is the warmest place to hide, would you give me courage and bless the words of this speaking wide?
Hi guys, it's Mandy and I'm so excited to finally be able to talk to you guys. It's been 3 weeks since I last got to sit down and record an episode and it's been driving me crazy. I've had so many thoughts and topics swirling around in my mind. I've tried to make notes on things as I'm thinking about them and then I just end up with notes all over the house because if I don't write it down as I'm thinking about it, then I'm going to forget it. And so there's notes about every topic you can think of just everywhere. But I cannot believe that we are closing in on the last week of September. That just blows me away. We're getting ready to step into the holiday season. In the past 3 weeks, we've gotten into more of a rhythm around here, getting back into our homeschooling. And I love the freeness of summer, if that's a word. I love the freeness of summer, but I do love getting things back into more of a set schedule where things are a little bit more predictable and it gives you some anchors throughout the day and just some kind of rhythm where you don't feel like you're just lost in a sea of craziness every day, all day. So we're getting back into a rhythm with that. And that's one of the reasons that I hadn't recorded, because as I always say, my family is going to be my top priority. And so to keep it that way, I have to make sure that I keep it that way. So whenever I'm thinking about the podcast, but I know that there are more important things that I'm having to focus on, unfortunately, the podcast normally takes a backseat to everything else. So the kids are getting more into their rhythm and I'm getting more into mine, and the weather is finally not so blistering. It's still not as cool as I would like, but very thankful for the drop that we've seen, and I'm hoping we don't see another uptick in the next couple of weeks. You just can never tell where we live. It can be so unpredictable, but I'm holding on to hope that we're headed towards things being more fallish. But I wanted to talk a little bit today about the power of one, because it's something that I think we've all struggled with, and anybody that I've spoken to has struggled with, and even people that you would not believe would be struggling with self-doubt or depression or discouragement or worry. They may seem like they have it all together, and when you really begin to talk to anyone, everyone has experienced that feeling of, I'm just one person. What do I matter? I'm just one person. And so I wanted to talk about that a little bit, because I feel like sometimes our emotions and our feelings will blind us so much that we can't even see the truth when it comes to this particular topic, especially when it's dealing with ourselves. So when we look at someone else, we may never associate the feelings with them that we are feeling about ourselves or our situation. But they feel so real and so valid and so truthful when we're the ones dealing with them. And one of the first things that we'll ask ourselves is, why does one even matter? I'm just one person. Why do I even matter? What's the point of me even being here? I can't even make a difference. I'm just one. I'm just one person. And that's a theme that we'll think over and over in every situation. I'm just one. You know, it doesn't matter if I show up to the party, I'm just one. It doesn't matter if I'm faithful to church, I'm just one person. It doesn't matter if I check on this person, I'm just one person. So we constantly feel this all the time, but then when we're looking at someone else, we don't associate they're just one to them. We don't do that. It's all about I'm just one. It's very rare for us to look at that person and say they are just one, if we ever do that. I'm not sure I've ever heard anybody do that, but the power of one can truly only be realized, like it jolts us into, oh, this is a significant thing we need to look at, when we look at the power of one negative thing. So when we're doubting the validity of our existence and we're doubting the purpose of why we're even breathing in oxygen, we're doubting what we can even do because we're only one and one's not that special, one's not important. And so we're constantly feeling this way. To actually see the impact one can have, we need to first look at something negative. Excuse me. So whenever we go to look for negative things, it only takes one. And it's amazing how that can be so 100% true, and yet we can't carry this over to positive or to one person. So if you're going about your day and you experience one frown from someone, one cold shoulder, one rude word, one perceived rejection, it doesn't even have to be an actual rejection, one perceived rejection, one disappointing expression, one turning away from you, one disappointment, one frustration, one hurt, one wound, one. It only takes one of these things, and it will completely change the trajectory of your day. You can be headed out of the house and carrying your cup of coffee, going to the car and spill your cup of coffee, and that can ruin your whole day. That can change. Okay, this day was going pretty good. I was headed out the door. I was on time. I had my coffee, and I'm getting in the car and I spill the coffee. This one thing, this one moment has changed everything. Now, it is very true that with great determination and patience and practice, we can learn to overcome these ones. We can learn to overcome these moments that we go through in our day. But it doesn't just happen. It's something that we have to choose, because it doesn't just roll off our back. That moment can ruin your day. It can frustrate you and then send you into a tailspin of kind of an avalanche of situations where, instead of stepping into your day feeling, hey, this is going to be a good day, I'm going to step into this and give it my best, you're kind of deflated and frustrated because of this one moment. But when we've practiced and we've decided, you know what, I'm not going to let this one moment destroy my whole day. I'm going to choose to take a deep breath. I'm going to choose to step forward with a good attitude. I'm going to try to just go ahead and be cheerful anyway. We can work ourselves into this place, and we can be determined enough to get over it, but we're still having to get over it. But it was still just one thing. So even though it's just one thing, it's affecting us. And yes, we can learn to step over it, but it still affected us in the first place for us to step over it. It's not something that, okay, we've spilled the coffee all over the place, now we're going to go about our day without purposing in our heart to have a good attitude and it not affect us at all. This is a choice that we have to make. So even though it's just one, it's causing us to have to choose, because that one thing can really, really get your day off to a rough start. So when you think about negative things like that, what I like to do is stop and think about all the things that we consider great catastrophes in the world or great injustices in the world. These things all started with one thought, one person who pursued that thought, one person who propagated that thought, one. It just started with one. No matter how horrible or awful or unbelievable the thing is, it started with one. All the negative, all of the heartbreaking, all of the demoralizing things that we can see and read about and hear about and all of these things, it starts with one. One thing can make such a vast impact, and it all starts with one thought, one person, one. So if we can look at this and we can all honestly say, yes, this is true. This is one thing has greatly affected our entire life. This one negative thing has been awful, and it has been such a problem, but it's one thing. It's one thing. So then we have to, with honesty, turn and look at the positive things in this same lens, with this same kind of, okay, we're going to put these kinds of lining up. I cannot think of the word I'm trying to use right here. These kinds of qualifications, or this kind of measuring stick, we're going to use this against the positive as well. And if we turn and we do that, then we can see the validity of one being so powerful and why your life is worth preserving. So emotion will tell us that one is not enough. But like I just said, when we look at history, it tells us that one is all that it takes. the greatest thoughts start with one. The worst acts start with one. One word, one song, one book, one day, one year, one hug, one smile, one heart, one friend, one difference. One. It just starts with one. You're only one person, and I'm only one person. And so when we look at ourselves through the lens of only one, I think that we need to learn to take away those qualifiers before the word one. I'm just one. I'm only one. I'm one. You're one. Instead of putting those little disclaimers above the number, we need to learn to say, I'm one. I may not be able to do everything, but I can do something. And I probably won't do everything perfectly, but I can do something well. We have to stop putting that disclaimer and that something that devalues you are one. You're only one. No, you're one. You are one. You can do something. So the power of one, I believe, happens one moment at a time. We want things to be big and grand and have that moment of, oh, we've arrived all the time. We want to be able to look at our life and feel completely successful and feel like we're really getting where we want to go. And often we just don't feel that way. And so we allow that feeling to dictate our value and to dictate our progress where we are at the moment. But progress is something that is currently happening. It's not something that's over. We're progressing right now. We're moving forward. We're one person. We're taking one step. We're going towards one goal, and we're going to keep going, and we're in progress at the moment. We're not there yet. So if we allow ourselves to get lost in the discouragement of not arriving, then the journey doesn't happen at all. Because instead of seeing the progress that we are making, we're just discouraged because we haven't reached the tip of the success yet. We haven't gotten to the end of our goal. And so when we choose, I am going to do this today. I am going to take one more step. I am going to do one more thing. I'm going to change one more thought. Then we're continuing to stay in this progress where we will one day absolutely reach our goals. We will. But we have to make the choice, and we have to make the determination in one moment at a time, in a lot of times the very slow, steady moments that it feels like no one else even sees. We have to choose to move forward in those moments one step at a time, knowing that we are one and accepting that we are one, not just one or only one, but we are one person. We can make a difference, even if that difference is beginning in your own life. When you choose to change things in your life, to change your thought process, to change your behavior, to change your reactions, it's very difficult and it feels very overwhelming and discouraging. And sometimes we'll say, I'm just one person. How will it change anything if I change my behavior? What will it do? We want someone to prove to us what the value is in what we're trying to set out to do, because it feels so overwhelming and exhausting. The thought of trying to change our natural reactions and our natural behaviors, it feels impossible sometimes. And so we're searching for this motivation of what grand impact is this going to have because I'm just one person. But one person is all that it takes to make such an incredible difference. History has proven this to us over and over. When you go back and you look at the great things that were changed and the things that were done to make our country better, the things that were done to make civilization better, it starts with one. One person was determined to find electricity. One person was determined to harness it. One person was determined to do the research and fail over and over so we could have lights in our home. One person was determined to be able to use the bathroom in their own home, not have to go outside, to be able to wash their hands inside their home. One person, these great things that we take for granted all started with one person. The great things in your life will start with you. They will start with you deciding one moment at a time to not just be one, but be one. Not only be one, but be one. That you are going to do the things that it takes to make a difference in your life, because as you do those things that makes a difference in your life, then you will begin to make a difference in the lives of others as well. progress and great changes always have to take place within us first. Because if we're staying in our same rut, we're doing the same things that we've always done. We're reacting in the same ways that we always have. All of our old habits are still there. We can want to reach out and help others, and our old ways are going to keep sucking us back in. It's going to keep pulling us into this vortex where we're not changing, we're not growing, we're not getting stronger, we're not getting better. So we want to do these great grand things, but the hard work of all of the internal changes that need to be made has to be done first, or we have nothing pushing us forward into the big things that we want to do. I know that that can seem kind of like, sometimes we don't need to be super self-absorbed, and yes, I 100% agree with that. We can get locked into our own mind and our own situation and all of that. I get that. But it's also another thing to be in denial about the work that you need to do on yourself while you try to help others and while you try to work on others. Sometimes I personally have found myself in places where I wanted so badly to help other people, and sometimes they were not accepting the help, or they weren't ready for help, or I didn't have the tools to help them, and I would go home feeling so depleted and so exhausted. And those moments alone at home were the moments that I would struggle the most with the depression and the thoughts of, I'm only one person. Why am I even here? What am I even worth? You know, we have expended so much of our energy, and then we go home and we're stuck with the internal issues that we still have. And so when we go home, there's no escape from all of the feelings of unworthiness or I'm not good enough, there's no purpose for me. And so when we begin to deal with these first and we begin to attack these head on, then we can go out and we can help others and come home and we've already fought this battle within. And when it begins to rear its ugly head again, we can know, I've already dealt with this. This is why I'm here, because one does matter. And remind ourselves as we look back through history at the difference that one has made. But I was sitting at my kitchen table a couple of weeks ago, and I am not a poet at all. I'm not good at this stuff. I have a lot of family members that are, and I love to be in the stands cheering them on and bragging about them. It just blows me away. But when I was sitting down and writing different thoughts that I was having about one, a poem came to me that I just jotted down one evening at my table, and I believe that it was divine inspiration because it's not in my wheelhouse. It's not one of the gifts that I have at all. And it was something that as I was writing it down, I was thinking of my grandma, and I've talked about her before, but I was sitting in her living room and she was on her way out of this world. We knew that it wasn't going to be very long. And I had already committed to beginning a mother's group in my home once a month. And as I sat there, my heart just felt like it was being shredded out of my chest. I thought to myself, I can't. I cannot do this. I cannot invite women into my home. Who am I to think that I can do this? I can't encourage people. I cannot be there for people. I'm going to say all the wrong things. I mean, I have all of the things going in my mind, all the reasons why I shouldn't even attempt this kind of thing. It's not even going to make a difference. You know, all of the thoughts that we struggle with. And as I sat there in her home and watched so many people come to say their goodbyes to her and to make sure that they just had one more moment with her, it hit me so hard that she was just one person. I really felt that God whispered that to my heart. This Mandy, she was just one person. And if you being obedient and you having this meeting in your home once a month just to let mamas take a deep breath just for a little bit, if that gives one mom the courage to keep going or the strength to just take one more step, if it gives just one mom the courage to do that, then that will have been worth it. And ever since then, that's been the thought that's been going over and over in my mind, is just one. And so that's the name of this poem. And I was going to share that with y'all before I closed out this episode for today. I know it's been scattered, and I know that it's not been as organized or as smooth as I would have liked for it to be. But if you're struggling with feeling like I'm just one person, I don't matter, I really hope that you'll listen as I read this. And whoever this poem makes you think about, because I've found that no matter who I'm talking to about it, it makes them think of a specific person in their life. So as I'm reading this poem to you, that person that it makes you think of, imagine your life without that person. And then I want you to realize that you are this person to someone. And if not yet, you will be. You have a reason to be here. You have a purpose, even if it hasn't been revealed to you yet. You have a purpose. God does not create people without a purpose. And He has a plan for your life, and He has a reason for you here. So as I'm reading this, think about that. Think about the person that means so much to you, and then think about what your life would be without them. And also think about the fact that you are going to be this person to someone, that when they hear this poem, they'll think of you. Because that gives me the courage to keep trying, to keep pressing forward, to keep doing my best and doing that hard heart work where we're relearning and readjusting things and becoming better and stronger. But the name of this poem is just One. One heart that held all the secret hurts. One soul that chose to look past the worst. One pair of hands that lifted you up, making you strong when life got too rough. One set of eyes that would see you fall, and with only a wink, all your worries withdraw. One gentle smile that said so loud, I'm glad you're mine, you make me proud. One lap where stories and tears were shared, the place you would run to were you ever scared. One nose that wrinkled whenever laughter came, one mouth that could kiss all your pains away. One set of ears listening ever so close, they were able to hear what was unnoticed by most. One set of shoulders held straight and square, you would never guess all the cares that lay there. One pair of arms that would wrap you up tight and push away all the fears that tried to creep in at night. Yes, only one, you could truthfully say, but oh, how that one made a difference each day. The person that you've thought of while I was reading that, would you be okay if they weren't here? Would your life go on just fine without them? Or would there be an unexplainable, unfillable void left? We can undervalue ourselves because we're only one. But you're one. And to someone someday, when they hear poems like these, they'll think of you. Because you are valuable. You do have a purpose. You are not a waste of space. You are not a problem. You are not just in the way. You are someone who has a purpose, and God has a plan for your life. And you have the power of being one. You can make a difference right where you are, beginning in yourself today, one step at a time, one moment at a time, being one. Thanks so much for listening this week, guys. I can't wait to talk to you again, and I'm hoping that it's not another 3 weeks before I get to. But I hope you have a wonderful rest of the month of September, and I hope that you're able to stop and take a moment and recognize that you are such a bundle of potential and possibility. God has a promise in you. He has a purpose for your life. Have a wonderful day.